We've had a rough week. We sure took out and head down Levina. The wind's just blowing the beat hell
off. Full of dirt.
Full of dirt.
Whoa.
Fun.
How long you been at this?
10 years.
Yeah. Can you push the...
Living Great Falls now. Seen my wife 2 days since the 9th of February.
Is that right?
That's it. That's the bad part about it. I don't know. I've talked to the wife a couple times, but I haven't seen her.
Still remembers who you are, huh?
Hmm?
Does she still remember?
Well, I don't know what's worse, going back home or keep on sharing. It'll be easier on the share. Are you ready, mister?
As I got my earplugs in. Oh, I'm ready, sir.
You know, you could just cut its guts right out if you wanted. I mean, right. If you got it down, then you could, but you have to keep your handpiece flat and the surface floating on the skin so that it cuts the wool as close to the skin as possible. A sheep can sense where your weak points are, where your weak places are, and they'll try to escape that direction. You know, they're real escape artists. In a split second, they can just be up and gone. The sheep really make you mad. One of my biggest problems in learning how to shear was learning to control my temper so that you don't beat on the sheep. You know, for one thing, it wastes energy, and for another thing, it gives you a bad reputation amongst the other shearers and amongst the ranchers. I just cuss at them rather than hit them. You know, I'm not a religious person. I use a lot of bad language, but you got to when you're shearing.
We shear rams that weigh 450 pounds. In fact, there's rams so big that we'll double up and we'll help the other guy. We'll help hold them. There's rams that you set them up and they'll be as tall as I am when you set them up. Shearing, you know, it's pretty physical labor, but I enjoy it. I've always done physical work. I probably always will as long as I can. We were just talking this morning about people have to go to rest homes and things and on. And boy, that's the last thing for me. I'd rather work today before I died than have to go to a rest home, because when you go to a rest home, there's only one way out.
Yes, a good shot of whiskey.
I might have some bourbon.
That sounds great. I'll have it as soon as I'm done. Somebody can drive me home.